think Mr. Rouse probably has a better understanding of that than I do. But I want to explain a few things real quick. First off, there is one God. We are not a polytheistic religion. Paul said, there are lords many and gods many, but to us there is one God. Now, people back then, and some people today, think he was referring to the idols, but I know he was referring to inside the heavens, that there is only one God for us. And people try and talk and explain about where God came from. This much we do know, that God was not a man like we. God was as his Christ is, and Christ will become as his Father is. That is the doctrine. God has existed from eternity to eternity. As long as there has been time, as long as this universe has existed, there has been God the Father and his Son Jesus Christ. All spirits are eternal. All of us have existed for a long period of time. This is outstanding doctrine. The purpose of this life is not that we come down here and suffer and be lost. To sit in bliss inside heaven is not what God wanted for us. He sent us down here not to go through a trial of sin for no purpose. The opposition and the experiences we have down here are to teach us to learn and to grow. And we want that for our own children in the eternities, that they can learn and grow and become as we are. Like I said, I can think of no more beautiful doctrine than that God wants us to have what he has. And call it becoming a God, call it whatever you want. But the truth is this, that we can inherit everything that God has. I know this to be true. And he does this because it is his glory. This is his work and his glory, is us as his children. And the most important aspect of this is we and our families will be together. I cannot think of an idea of heaven of sitting up on cloud nine in bliss for the rest of eternity. There is work to be done, and I want my family there with me as I go through all of it. Ultimately, everything we teach hinges on whether or not there is modern revelation and whether or not God speaks to mankind today. I know that he does. And this comes through that book, the Book of Mormon, because it testifies that God has called a prophet on the earth today. God's word is not limited. And when he wants to reveal something about his plan of salvation, he can go forward with it. This plan is bigger than just you or I going to heaven or hell, being created out of nothingness. God loves us and wants to bring about his purposes. And this has been done on worlds without number, out there in the universe. God's perspective is so much bigger than ours. We see us down here struggling through life, we go through this life of pain, then we get to go to heaven. The pain is not down here because of accident. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. That's how we become more like him, is through the things that we go through and through the struggles that we have. I have a problem with the doctrine that I'm being separated from my family forever. To me, that would be hell. I cannot be with them. I cannot be sealed to my future wife, my future kids, and dwell with them in eternity. Being with my family forever is my idea of heaven, and be able to bring about the work of countless other spirit children of God. That's a work I want to partake in. And that's what God is doing for us, because he loves us, each of us individually. And he's provided this plan for us to learn and to grow on this earth, and then for us to become as he is and inherit what he has, and then in turn help others to achieve the same things that we have, that fullness of joy, that eternity dwelling with our families. I think it's a simple concept of that God loves us. I know that he loves us. I know that he is my Savior, and that God was once as his Christ is, that when he said, I do nothing save what I have seen the Father do, he was not being symbolic. but that literally this is a plan that will roll forth into the eternities and is provided for us and is being revealed one piece at a time to us about our purpose down here on life and what that means for us. I can say nothing more than what emphasized the original point of the Book of Mormon. This is an incredible doctrine. If I did not have a witness of this from the Holy Ghost through that book, it doesn't teach this. That is revealed from modern prophets. But through that witness of Jesus Christ, I would not believe it either. It is about that book and what it testifies of. A book that is written by man and is made up, a fiction, if you will, cannot have the power of that book. God will reveal to anyone who reads it that it is true, no matter what they hear, no matter what they think, no matter what assumptions they make. That book is evidence of divinity. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.